Hey, greetings in the name of the Lord, our Creator, Almighty God. I'll talk about things of eternity here and share an inspiration. By the way, if anyone calls in and would like to visit more ever, I want to just leave my phone number with you. My name is Ben Ash. My number is 605-949-0384. So what I want to talk about is I've been thinking about invitations. You know, in this life, we get invitations sometimes. And just like to think about that, maybe you and I will get an invitation to go to a friend's house and have a visit or do something together. Maybe invitation for a meal somewhere. Something special. We get invitations for special things. We get invitations maybe to do a vacation together, or maybe a wedding. And you know, we get invitations throughout life. It's a real thing. It's a part of life. I'd like to think about the invitation that God gives us, because He truly does have a standing invitation for us, and He loves us. He wants to have a relationship with us, and we should love Him because He loved us first. We should respond to Him. It's right that we do. I'd like to read a few scriptures starting in the Old Testament and just scrape through a little bit. In the Old Testament, it's been mentioned about things or types and shadows there of Christ, and makes me think of that a little bit on this subject, and we'll see the progression. The first one I thought about is in Isaiah. It says like this, in the context of a prophecy about the church, God's people, "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen, thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen." I think it's talking about Christ there. And the next verse says, "For I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring." So something God wants to do, just a little hint there of God doing something for us. And then on over a few chapters, we have this, chapter 55, verse 1. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Are we thirsty? Sometimes the truth is we need to be thirsty for righteousness and hungry for righteousness. You know, in our culture, it seems like so many things sometimes we're filled with other things, and that's not good when we think of spiritual things and things of eternity. What are we feasting on? Are we feasting on God? Are we pursuing spiritual things? We should be. That's what we're called to. Okay, so that was getting a little more clear there about the invitation, and moving on over into the new covenant later on, Christ himself. Here he comes on the scene clearly. And then he says these words, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come unto me, he says. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So what a beautiful invitation. It seems, I just love those words. It seems to be so full of grace and truth there. He does speak a reality of a yoke and of a burden, but it's easy and light compared to the yoke, the burden that we get from going our own way, from Satan. So again there, he clearly calls out, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden." And then a little later, John records he was On the day of the feast, the Jews had a feast, and there Jesus said these words. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So there he cries out with a clear and loud invitation to come to him. And today we need to come to him through the Spirit. God is a Spirit. He invites us. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. We need to come to him in faith. For he that believeth, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so we have that invitation. It's getting real clear there. And last of all, we read in the last chapter, almost in one of the last verses in the Bible, God's word through John, who he gave the revelation to, verse 17 of chapter 22, within the last five verses here. The verse says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." What a beautiful words, beautiful invitation. If you know the Lord, then let's remember we're called to be shod with the gospel of peace so that we could share this wonderful truth, these news, where we have opportunity. If you're not a believer, if not a Christian, I'd like to, just in God's stead here, just invite you to come to the Lord. And if you read and study the word, we will understand God calls us all to repentance. To simply come to God and say, "Lord, I'm sorry for my sins." We do sin. The Bible teaches us that we are born in sin. Sometimes people don't realize they're sinners, but compared to holy God, the Bible says we are sinners. We have come short of God's glory, and that's really the way it is. The more we see of God, and the more we see the truth of ourselves, we will see that we are sinners, and out of our heart comes evil things. So what God asks of us is simply to be sorry about all this. Turn to him and repent. Confess our sins and believe on him. That's the message. And he hears our cries, a sincere heartfelt cry. God will not despise a broken and a contrite heart. And he will not turn us away, but rather he's inviting us to come to him. So, blessings upon you as you seek the Lord, and that's all I have for now. God bless you.